I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. This week marks the 20-year anniversary of an event that heralded the collapse of the Soviet Union. Hardline communists attempted to oust the country's leader, Mikhail Gorbachev. The coup failed, but Gorbachev remained president, and the Soviet Union survived, if only for a few more months. Today, Gorbachev held a news conference in Moscow to mark the occasion. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg was there as Gorbachev seized the opportunity to tell his side of the story.
This is a man who has been vilified in his own country for the last 20 years as the man who lost an empire. And this was his moment, 20 years on, to set the record straight. So he came out fighting. He blamed the communist hardliners who had tried to remove him from power 20 years ago. He described them as being idiots for thinking that by launching a coup against him, they could preserve the Soviet Union.
He also, though, pointed a finger, maybe not directly, at the current Prime Minister Vladimir Putin, former President of Russia. Here's one of his comments this morning, Mikhail Gorbachev's comments.
I believe there should be a change in the top leadership. This is my opinion.
So when he says a change in the top leadership, that's a direct challenge against Vladimir Putin, who may want to become president once again. What do you hear in that call?
He said quite openly today there should be free elections once again in Russia. He wants real party politics to take place in Russia.
You know, it's interesting because the press conference, it seems, was aimed maybe for Russians, but also for Western consumption. And one man's hero is another's villain. How is Gorbachev viewed right now in Russia? Because here in the United States, he is still considered something of a revolutionary.
Yes, he is. And not only in the United States, but in Europe, too. He's seen by many people as the man who ended the Cold War. But here in Russia, he's seen by many people as the man who lost the Cold War. He knows that, and many times during the news conference, he came out fighting and said, I know that I'm often criticized for being weak and like a bowl of jelly, he said at one point. But he tried to get people to understand that he'd done everything he could to try to preserve the Soviet Union, and he made it clear that if there hadn't been a coup attempt, he believes the Soviet Union could well have been here today.
Well, thank you very much. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg in Moscow.